Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Red Men TV. My name is Dan Club, and I'm delighted to say I've spoken to some familiar Liverpool faces ahead of Liverpool taking on Manchester City in a gigantic clash at Anfield. Here's what they had to say about the big game. You mentioned there laying the foundations for the success of this football club, and it has been a really rich history, but right now there's potentially some success on the horizon as well. Liverpool-Man City this weekend, Phil, we've got to speak about it. I mean, games don't get much bigger, do they? It's not necessarily a title decider, but it could go a long way. Liverpool could go 4 points clear of it. And in terms of the momentum, how key could that be?
I think it's a worry because we're getting to that crucial stage, 10, 11 games to go. And although it's not going to be defining, Arsenal, Man City and ourselves don't look as though we're going to lose. So to lose one at this given time is would rankle with us, would put, but because we're at a point ahead, it's not going to be sort of game changing. It's like the game at the Etihad. So when you look at the fixtures and you go at the one at the Etihad, this could be defining. No, it's not, because it's in November, for goodness sake. That game in March is going to have more bearing, and it's at Anfield. That's where it's going to come. That's why I think, yes, it's going to be important. Will it be defining? I don't think so. Arsenal have to go to the Etihad. Man City's running is a little bit, we've got the better running of the three teams, so I think that will stand us in good stead, but we've got to keep on winning. The other two teams, squad wise, are in better shape than what we are. Mm-hmm. Team wise, we're all right, but it's having that backup. And we've got so many injuries. For us to still be doing what we're doing is a total credit to the players, to the staff, to keep us involved.
Yeah, one of those players who's absolutely stood up to be counted in recent weeks. Last time we spoke, Virgil van Dijk was in the infancy of his Liverpool captaincy. But in recent weeks especially, he has absolutely been phenomenal. He's dragged us through by the scruff of our neck sometimes. He's winning goals and brilliant defensive performances. You yourself, a great Liverpool captain, a centre-half. How phenomenal has Virgil van Dijk been?
I think he's been like that all season. See, a lot of people, they go, he scored a great goal. And how well did he play? No. Let's look at how he's played in the whole of the game. It clouds people's ideas of how they've done. Virgil van Dijk, all this season, I think, has grown in stature. He can't grow much more, by the way. He has been huge in his presence, in his vocal pushing of the team and the players. I just think he has been quite unique. To me, he's grown with the captaincy. I think it's been that moment in his time when Jordan didn't play as much as what he did do last year, and you knew Jordan was going to play even maybe less this year. But Virgil was going, now's my time. I need to be captain of Liverpool. I think this should happen. And I think giving him the captaincy has just gone, this is me now. I am in my prime. And I think the whole club has got the benefits of this. Because you don't just change it to think, oh, yeah, he's the next in line. It's how they are going to instill the virtues and the values of the football club and the team. And Virgil has done that in spades.
Yeah, he certainly has, and some, absolutely, yeah. We're stood inside Anfield now. You've been a part of some incredible nights inside this great stadium. Sunday has the potential to be another one. Like, don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but if it is the atmosphere we're all expecting, it can play that extra part, can it? It can be the X factor in deciding a game of football like this.
Without a doubt, this is Anfield. We have to make it uncomfortable for Manchester City in the right way. You know, we don't want to do any stupid stuff. Let's do what we do. And when we do it, everybody else follows suit. We are the innovators. We are the club that comes up with ideas. That is what we stand for. And we need everybody again, inside, outside the stadium, doing it all in the right manner. And I think we come together, the team comes together, that is where the magic happens. And I think we can do it again on Sunday. I think we have a great chance of winning that match.
Well, just finally then, harnessing the power of Anfield, a few key players back, Virgil van Dijk at the peak of his powers. How do you think it's going to go?
I do think we'll win. I do. If you look at it, the goals that are being scored by both teams, you know, I think it's, how many times, I think it's, there's been 7 or 9 times or something we've scored 3 or more goals in the games. So there's goals there. City obviously doing likewise. I'm going for 3-2. I know it's a big scoreline, but it's going to be a nervous game, but I do think there'll be goals. I'm going for 3-2 for us, of course.
Of course, interesting. Phil Thompson, top man, thank you very much for your time. Just want to look ahead to the weekend. Joel Quanta could well be involved in this game of the weekend. Manchester City, massive Premier League game. I don't need to tell you how big this is, but in terms of the significance, in terms of what it means to top of the Premier League, like, Arsenal will have something to say about this, but for us and Man City, this is showdown time. This is crunch time, isn't it?
It is. I think experience has taught me, though, you know, it's not the decider, is it? You don't win the Premier League on Sunday, you don't lose the Premier League on Sunday, but there's a lot of psychology around Sunday's game. I fancy Liverpool big time. Players coming back from injury, Mo Salah, who I think will frighten the life out of Man City, as he always seems to do. Big player on the big stage, isn't he, Mo Salah? Amazing footballer. But yeah, it's going to be immense, but the Premier League will not be won or lost. And, you know, you've always got to be careful. You could beat Man City 3-0, but you've got to make sure when you go to the likes of, and not being disrespectful here, but you know what I mean by Crystal Palace or teams at the wrong end, Nottingham Forest, you know, you've got to make sure you win those games. But it's just going to be an amazing occasion. The rivalry between Man City and Liverpool-Man City is absolutely glorious, isn't it?
No, it certainly is, yeah. And I think, obviously, we're inside Anfield now. That's going to play a part, isn't it? Jurgen Klopp's spoken about the Anfield factor, and that can be the 12th man, and that's been the case for years gone by, hasn't it? But today, on Sunday, it's going to be absolutely huge, isn't it?
Oh, immense, yeah. I mean, it's a special place. I mean, I say it as a Liverpool fan who grew up on the Kop as a teenager. Yeah. I'm very proud of Dad's connection and family connection and all of that. But it is a special place. You can't deny it, you know what I mean? When the Kop get going and, you know, Ale Ale goes round and you never walk alone, it is amazing. I'm just a bit gutted, to be honest, Dan, that, you know, the game isn't tomorrow, because I could have stayed over tonight and gone to it. But 2 days stays not going to happen, because I'm moving house today as well, by the way. So so there you go. But no, I mean, I grew up on Liverpool Saint Etienne, amazing games, you know, and it's just great that the current crop of Liverpool fans are enjoying football at the very highest level, because there was that drop-off, that alarming drop-off where, you know, it wasn't great and the future of the club was iffy. Yep. And it's back there where it needs to be, should be, and dare I say, hopefully always will be.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. And just to finish then, you mentioned the future of the club. Obviously, we know Jurgen Klopp's heading out of the club. The great shame that is, of course. But we won't look at sort of who could take over and who could succeed him. But just in terms of what Klopp's done, we're here with the Boot Room event, of course. It's all about laying foundations and setting the club in good stead for what's to come. Jurgen Klopp's done that, and some. Yeah. We've just touched on some of the academy lads, Joel Quanta. Yeah. Like, whoever does take over, what a group of players. What a time to become Liverpool manager.
It is a good time. I'm very mindful, though, of David Moyes taking over after Sir Alex Ferguson at Old Trafford. But what United did wrong there, they didn't keep the succession planning going with their squad. They seemed to stop recruiting players, so the squad slowed down. Whereas, as you say here, it's as strong as it's been for a very, very long time. I remember the day Bill Shankly announced his retirement, 1974, and like I was 15 going to school, and like it was like the recent news when the Queen died. You know, it was an absolute hammer blow to Merseyside. Well, maybe not the Evertonians, but Jurgen going. But what a guy! What an incredible human being! You know, when I left the BBC last July, they managed to get it, and he did me a video message. Geoff 20 man, your name is synonymous. And he couldn't say Geoff; he said Geoff, and it's brilliant. Then he went about all about my father and my dad, and it was just, he did it in such a way as if he knew me, and it was very special for me, and still is, like, and always will be. You know. Yeah, let's just hope they get it right in terms of succeeding. But the squad and the football club's in a great place.
Brilliant. Just finally, then, prediction for Sunday. You said you fancy us?
3-1 Liverpool.
The famous scoreline this season. We'll take that, Geoff Trenton. What about?
Thank you
very much, top man.
Top man.
Yeah, top man.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I mean, games of this magnitude, they don't really get much bigger, do they? This is it. This is absolutely massive. Like, we all know about Jurgen Klopp's farewell tour. We all know what could possibly be on the table for this season. Three more trophies to fight for. This is huge.
It is. It's a massive game. And I'd hate to say it's the decider, just in case things go wrong. But yeah, it's a six-pointer, isn't it, at the top of the table. A nice way to go into it with the 5-1 win. Some great goals, playing well. The kids are brilliant. So, you know, things are looking good. I think we've got good momentum, but they're a great team, you've got to give it to them. So a huge game, but hopefully, you know, it turns out for us.
Yeah, massive game. And obviously we've got the likes of Mo Salah coming back, maybe a couple more of the turn as well in recent days, Dom Szoboszlai, Darwin Nunez. I mean, we are looking in better shape. Who do you have sort of in your mind as the key players in this one? Is it Virgil van Dijk? Is it Mo Salah? Who needs a big game for Liverpool to be successful?
I think Kelleher has been brilliant for us. I think Alisson's the best keeper in the world. So to come in and, you know, be his understudy so well, I think he'll need to be good at the weekend. I love Virgil. I think he had half a game's rest, which hopefully he'll be fresh. And he dictates the play. You know, he's such a leader there, especially this season since he's had the captaincy. And Mo coming back, I think Mo can produce a bit of magic when, you know, when things aren't going well, or, you know, he looks like he's not even having a good game, but he can come up with something. So I hope he plays the full game.
Yeah, 100%. And finally, can I trouble you for prediction potentially? How do you think it's going to go? Maybe not a score, but sort of how the game might pan out.
Quite tight, I think. 1-0 to us, I think.
We'll take it. We'll absolutely take it. Becky, absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. I've spoken to a lot of people about it today. It really is massive. Like, it can't be undersold just how important this feels. But how are you feeling ahead of it? Are there nerves? Is there excitement? What's your general sort of consensus heading into this one?
I love these sorts of games. Absolutely love them. And I think back to recent years and, you know, the rivalry that's gone between them. And look, for people of a certain age, I'd say me, if you went back to, like, you know, Rafa and Mourinho and the rivalry they had, the rivalry now is Pep and Jurgen, isn't it? You know, and for us, we're in such a great place. And you look at our team and I think, you know, I'm hearing lots of media who are basically, you know, verging on the side of City and saying City are just too good. But I think this is a special season. I think we've got something to offer that no one else really sees that isn't a Liverpool fan. And I think, you know, the whole Jurgen story, I think other elements, we've had injuries, kids are coming to play. We've got so many parts, moving parts here that I think could play into Liverpool's hands. And I'm really quite confident. I don't know whether I should be saying that, but actually I'm thinking this showdown with City, it won't decide the title, but it will certainly go a long way to deciding it, yeah. I think mentally for both teams.
Yeah, I think that momentum swing one way or the other and sort of the moving the dial in terms of psychologically will be absolutely imperative. I completely agree with you. Just in terms of on the pitch then, we know Man City are a wonderful football side. There's no two ways about that. And Pep Guardiola, for my beliefs in him, is a wonderful football manager as well. And it's going to be an absolute clash of the titans. Just in terms of on the pitch and how the game might play out, where do you see the key battles? Is it Van Dijk against Haaland? Is it Salah against whichever fullback he's up against? How do you see the really key areas of the game being decided?
Well, look, you can't discount Haaland, can you? You know, he's got his 15 goals under his belt. Him and Foden. Foden's been just an absolute sensation for them this season. I think those two have scored more than, say, Mo and Nunes collectively together, league goals this season. So you look at those and you go, you've got to try and nullify them, haven't you? Who's going to have more possession in the game? Well, arguably, it might be City, which is a bit odd for Liverpool, isn't it, playing a home game. But actually, you know, we've got Darwin. He's been sensational since the turn of the year. You know, goals just seem to be coming to him. He's I'm sure he doesn't listen to that outside noise of the, you know, the Andy Carroll chants and things. But actually, I love it because every time anyone's chanting, you know, negatives about Darwin, he's pushing it in their face again and scoring goals, assists. I think we've got good players who can make things happen. We've got youngsters like Connor Bradley who are literally... I love Connor Bradley. I mean, this someone's got a little bit of Gerrard about him, hasn't he? His tackling, his gait, his play, yeah, all that. And I think we've just got the moving parts that can actually... I don't want to say spring a surprise because it wouldn't be a surprise to me, but other people in other parts of the country might say it's a surprise. I think Liverpool win this.
Okay, with all that said and done then, give us a score prediction in that case. And if you can, you're feeling that brash and give us a goal score potentially.
Well, we concede, don't we? So I'll give City the one goal and then I'll go, well, we'll score two.
Okay.
And it's Darwin written all over it. He's just a superhero, isn't he? He needs a red cape. He's unbelievable, Darwin. So that could be the story of our season from here on in Darwin Nunes and Darwin Downs City.
Things you love to see. Steve, thank you very much. Top man. Massively appreciate you. Good man. Thank you. Hey, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed that show. Make sure you join us for the uncensored match build-up and the watch-along as Liverpool take on Man City in what could potentially be a bit of a title decider. I'll see you there.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.